This podcast is produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can register as a customer of State Services for the Blind to access many other services that they offer by going to www.mnssb.org. Complete programming of the Radio Talking Book is available at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. At the Gateway to Blindness by Maribel Steele. 8 Threads to Weave into the Garment of Change. This was written June 16, 2014. When I began to lose my eyesight, it was natural to fear losing so many other aspects of my life that I treasured. Becoming an artist and failing to see color was one of them. But the hardest hurdle to overcome was knowing how to weave positive threads into the garment with the label of disabled. Did you know that the dictionary defines disabled as to make unable, weaken, destroy the capability of, to cripple, to have a lack of competent power of strength in either physical or mental abilities, to be disqualified and to make legally incapable, to be deprived of the right to engage, and, lucky last, to be rendered unfit? A pretty disturbing label to be given anyone. No wonder, as an adolescent, it didn't appeal as an image I wanted to acquire, but it seemed that Miss Puberty had other plans. No one had warned me about the sneaky tactics of Miss Puberty, the way she could change the life of a perfectly normal teenager when she brought an exclusive offer to our household. There she stood on the doorstep, bearing the garment of change, insisting I wear the new label of disabled. "Sign on the dotted line," she said, holding out an invisible pen. Miss Puberty worked with such authority there was no option but to agree to the hidden terms and conditions of a membership I didn't want but had to accept. "Welcome and congratulations," she said. "As you now have retinitis pigmentosa, whether you like it or not, you can spend the rest of your life freely indulging in any of the labels we proudly stock in our Blind Bat Boutique. Please take your time to browse and choose carefully from our huge range of richly textured stigmas." I didn't want a new image or one of their ugly designer garments exclusive to Mademoiselle Black. It's a shame. Exclude. Inferior design. Kibosh. Deprived de Paris. I wanted to yell at Miss Puberty, "Take your unfashionable garment elsewhere and drape your labels over someone else's life. I think you have the wrong house." She thrust the package into my hands. "Too late. Like it or not, it's your designer image. Now you have to wear it." Over many years of trying to cut the cloth to suit my image with the label of disabled firmly secured to the fabric of my life, it has taken 8 qualities to thread the garment I can now wear with pride. If you find yourself having to wear a particular label, you consider yourself quite unfashionable. Let me introduce you to 8 colorful qualities essential to transform your dreary cloak of despair with chic threads of elegance. 1. Attitude is the key to accepting change in your life. Cultivate a positive attitude and be aware of the choices you are making. Often it is fear and self-pride holding back your progress. When you take control of your attitude in a positive way, you begin to infuse your life with possibility. Thread the color red into your new garment. It is the shade of glowing embers that will keep your fire alight. 2. Gather your support team. Don't be afraid to gather around you a support team of loved ones, friends, and colleagues, and let them know how best they can assist you. In all truth, they really want to know how to cooperate in creating a balance in letting you take charge of your own life. Asking for help when you could honestly benefit from their genuine support is not a sign of personal weakness, but can boost the morale of the entire team. With balance and flexibility, you reach your goals with teamwork. Thread the color orange into your new garment. It is the shade of joyful cooperation. 3. Courage to commit and courage to be creative. Once you have accepted a different way of doing things and have a circle of supportive friends who understand your unique needs, you can begin to commit to certain tasks you want to achieve. You can set creative patterns into the fabric of your life. You have renewed confidence. You muster a sense of inner strength that enables you to find creative solutions to the task at hand. With courage, you dare to persist when things go wrong. With a bold heart, you insist on finding solutions. Thread the color yellow into your new garment. It is the shade of radiant sunlight, teeming with confidence, hope, and good cheer. 4. Tenacity, persistence, and effort. With any outcome you want to achieve, it requires a certain amount of focused effort. You may want to train to learn new skills or adapt to a new way of doing familiar tasks. Effort, persistence, and tenacity can work together in shaping your reality by not giving up. Thread the color green into your new garment. Be as tenacious as Mother Nature in her attention to detail, in her cycles of consistent renewal. 5. Independence and freedom. Having woven the thread of acceptance, cooperation, commitment, courage, and tenacity of spirit into the fabric of your life, you also can take brave steps toward reclaiming your independence. Again, this will require training, gathering of new skills, but you can make choices that best suit your lifestyle. You may want to have a guide dog as your seeing eyes, or prefer to use a white cane in getting around. Maybe it's time to gain skills in new technologies that can enhance your independence. It's totally your choice. This is an empowering place to be. It is a time to express your talents and appreciate just how far you've come. Enjoy the sense of freedom as you stride out to conquer those daily challenges. Oh, and if by chance you find yourself falling into an embarrassing moment, as you will surely do, take along your sense of humor. It will get you out of any sticky situation. Thread the color blue into your new garment. It is the color of sky that will keep you boldly stepping onward over the horizon to meet your victories. 6. Organize the chaos. In order to live confidently in a visual world, when you're not equipped with sight, you will need a high level of organization. Not only do you need to be more mindful of just about everything you do and where you last put things, your support team needs a friendly pep talk to understand how important it is for you to move through their sighted world. It is full of unpredictable obstacles. Much mental effort is required in remembering every inch of your dwelling place. Bringing order into the world of chaos is a matter of your survival and happiness. Thread the color purple into your new garment. It is the shade where two textures of red and blue combine to form one predictable strand. 7. Trusting your intuition. Intuition is your inner voice, a direct perception of truth independent of any reasoning. Most people find trusting intuition extremely difficult, especially when eyes and brain dominate our sense of reason. As a person with very little sight, however, I have learned to reflect and listen to the wise internal voice. It requires patience, stillness, and letting go of reason and rationality. Sometimes it is a call to rest and place our own judgments to one side. Thread the color white into your new garment. Clarity of thought will become clear as you trust the pure guidance of your inner vision. 8. It's a multi-sensory garment. You can touch your new garment of change, smell it, feel it. It has been skillfully woven by your life's experiences thus far. It is your own designer garment, fashioned from the threads of experience and skilled craftsmanship. Many threads are sewn into the fabric of your being: acceptance, cooperation, courage, tenacity, freedom, humor, patience, intuition, and trust. How about you? What essential qualities have you woven into the fabric of your personal garment of change? Again, that was entitled 8 Threads to Weave into the Garment of Change by Maribel Steele.